and it has been 6 months to the day since a devastating earthquake killed hundreds of people in Mexico City and left thousands more without a place to live or work. But after months of cleaning up and rebuilding, there are questions about how effective the recovery effort has been. KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau Chief Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
Aulas Uno.
At the Tec de Monterrey in Mexico City, one of Mexico's most elite private colleges, students read memories of the surrounding buildings that will be knocked down soon.
La historia del campus Ciudad de México en Tlalpan inició en 1990.
The September 19 earthquake damaged most of the facilities, including the one where Here and Now hosted a live show last year. But university leaders say they're determined to rebuild the school and make it one of the best colleges in the Americas. Alfredo Pompa is Tec de Monterrey's campus vice president.
De seguro la atesorarán en su vida como una de las mejores enseñanzas.
Pompa says the surviving students will come to see the earthquake experience as one of the most important learning episodes of their lives. The ceremony ends with cheers, but off campus, some people wonder if the university was negligent. Among them, Juan Carlos Alvarez. His son, also named Juan Carlos, was one of the five Tech students killed by a collapsing pedestrian bridge during the earthquake.
Le surge quitar toda la evidencia de la mala construcción.
Alvarez says Tech is trying to erase evidence. He says the bridges that killed his son were poorly built, violating the city's construction code. And he's filed a lawsuit to prove that, but...
Y está completamente congelada. No ha habido ningún avance. No hay nada.
The dispute's been frozen, he says, and suspects the university is protected by the authorities. Officials at the Tec de Monterrey could not make anyone available to be interviewed for this story. Meanwhile, people have been arrested in Mexico City for allegedly building without the proper permits or specifications, but other cases are in limbo. Near rowdy Tlalpan Avenue sits one of many improvised shelters for earthquake victims, a tent camp on a basketball court. About 40 people live here, and one of them, Nick Teja Brito.
Sí, porque sí es muy... muy triste, muy desgastante, estar cansado, no.
Brito feels sad and exhausted. She's been waiting for the government to repair the damaged public housing complex where she lived. And despite the uncertainty, Brito says she won't abandon her family's treasured apartment. In the hipster neighborhood of Condesa, construction workers finished cleaning the site where an office building collapsed. The city says it will build an earthquake memorial here. But where the funding is coming from, that is unclear. And so is the fate of millions of dollars donated from all over the world for the earthquake's reconstruction.
I think you have to assume that it's either ineptitude or corruption that's keeping some of these funds from being disbursed 6 months after the tragedy.
That's Laura Moody, an Arizona living in Mexico City with a master's in public policy from the Kennedy School of Government. Moody's been helping rebuild poor neighborhoods that are still struggling with the earthquake's destruction.
I think it's just sad. It's just terribly, terribly sad that we haven't figured out a way to provide people what they need, their basic needs of food and shelter 6 months later.
The commission to reconstruct the city has changed leadership five times after multiple resignations. And while the citizens try to move beyond the catastrophe, a new opportunity for change approaches. Federal and local elections in July. For Here and Now, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.